Hey everyone, this is Oral Kitty. I am coming to you tonight to give you a very unexpected entry, if you will, into the journal that is my life. This is truly going to be a ramble with no fap. Just a random Wednesday night. And I've had some recent life events, things that have happened in my life and the lives of those who are close to me that made me think about certain things. And I was asked a question today by someone who'd listened to my audios, who was just kind of trying to get to know me, and they asked me what my favorite part of sex is. And I thought, normally I would have thought that I would have struggled a bit when I was asked a question like that, because there are lots of things that I like. It depends on the person. It depends on the situation. It depends on my mood. It depends on a lot of things. But I didn't have any trouble answering the question. And my answer was simply my favorite part of a sexual experience is kissing. So I thought that I would share a little bit of that with you guys tonight. And I don't know, you know, you may want to listen to this, you may not, because there's not going to be any orgasms and there's not going to be any moans and whimpers or anything like that. But a few of you have asked me what I'm into, and no matter what day it is, no matter what time it is, no matter what kind of mood I'm in, doesn't matter how horny I am or how not horny I am, one thing that you can always, always, always count on is that I'm going to be ready to kiss and to be kissed. Kissing is one of my favorite things in the world. And I've recently had some conversations with a couple people about how I feel like kissing is a language. And I am a person who has studied many languages over my lifetime. And kissing is something that, like, I wish you could see my face right now. Like, my eyes are closed and I have this silly grin on my face, because kissing is just something that, it's a language that just cannot be taught. Like, it's something innate. Like, you either have it or you don't. And that language being spoken between two people is one of the most astounding things that I have ever experienced in my life. And it's something that makes me so happy and something that excites me so much, because I look forward to kisses. I look forward to first kisses. And if you are someone who I communicate well with, I look forward to kissing you all the time, because there is always something to be discovered. And that's another thing that I love about it, is that no matter how many times you do it, you can always, it's like exploring. Like, you can explore and, you know, conquer this, you know, wonderful piece of land. You can discover this awesome oasis. But if you don't have anyone to share it with, it doesn't really mean anything. And I would like to consider myself to be, I don't want to use anything cliche like expert or, you know, aficionado or anything like that, but kissing is something that I really enjoy. And I haven't kissed anyone in a really long time, you guys. Like, full disclosure, it has been 6 years since I kissed anyone besides, like, just a friendly peck among friends. Like, I haven't kissed anyone romantically in about 6 years. And I honestly miss that more than I miss, like, having sex. And so I just want you guys to do me a favor, if you don't mind. If you have a partner, which I know a lot of you do, if you have a partner, I would love for you to just grab your partner and just kiss them like you've never kissed them before. Explore them, like explore their mouth, explore their facial expressions, explore their bodies. Like, there are so many things that you can do when you're kissing someone that will just heighten your senses and just make you want to do, like, so many other things. But, like, you don't even have to do those other things, because just your lips, like, God, this sounds so cliche, but it is, like, so electric. Like, when you kiss someone and you really mean it, there's just so much that you can say to that person. And I don't have anybody to say anything like that to. And I wish I did. So, yeah. So just do me that favor, guys. And just, if you have somebody that you can kiss passionately and playfully and just so fucking hot, whether it leads to anything else or not, will you do that for me? Like, will you just kiss them and just stay in that moment and just feel it for me? Just close your eyes and just let yourself enjoy it. Because I really wish that I could do that right now. And I'm kind of feeling a little bit silly about making this. But I want to open myself up. You guys have been so sweet. And you have been so receptive of me and my audios. And I appreciate that so much. So I just thought that I would just share a little bit of myself that doesn't necessarily have to do with coming or being sexy or whatever. This is just Oral Kitty. Like, this is who I am. I'm a person above all else. And, I have needs, and I have needs that they far surpass anything that, that coming can provide. And, one of those things is, just that intimate connection that I feel with someone who I really enjoy kissing. So just wanted to share that with you guys tonight, and I appreciate you letting me share. And I hope you're having a good night. Stay well. And I will be back soon. Okay, bye.